why the left has been so willing, if not outright eager, to sacrifice so many big, big names, politicians, fundraisers, Hollywood heavyweights, all of these people who have been deeply aligned and deeply helpful to their cause over decades. Why are they so willing to throw them overboard? And people are now starting to put it together that essentially the left would like to rewrite the rules and that they're burning everything to the ground so that they can start fresh with a new set of faces and a new set of folks and a new set of rules. Now, we are just in the early stages of this, but when you sort of piece it all together, it sort of makes sense. And when you think about new faces and new individuals in a lot of these positions, the pressure is going to be brought to bear to have women replace these people. I mean, you think about Matt Lauer, the now former co-host of the Today Show, and the whole conversation has been, well, what woman is going to replace him? It's got to be a woman. You can't replace him with another white guy. But I think, look, I think the takedown of Harvey Weinstein was the first attempt to remove Hillary from the national conversation, and to some extent Bill, too, because Bill was accused over many decades by multiple people of sexual assault, sexual misconduct, and, in fact, rape, in at least one case by Juanita Broderick. So he is extraordinarily compromised in this cultural moment, and Mrs. Clinton as well, because she enabled him. She enabled the accused rapist for all of these years. So they were going to be marginalized anyway. I think the takedown of Weinstein was the first attempt at doing that. And like Mrs. Clinton keeps coming back, like Glenn Close's character in Fatal Attraction, you think she's dead in the tub and she comes back. So I think that this now new wave of removing progressives, leftists, like Al Franken, who we just discussed, I think that is the final stake being driven through the heart of both Clintons. Don't you dare try to get back up out of that bathtub, because we are not having it.